Welcome to the Authors Line, interviews and insights with featured authors and writers.
Mike Malevsky here at Radio Free Palmer in Palmer, Alaska, and I'm speaking with Kate Parker. Welcome, Kate.
Hey, thank you so much for having me.
Where are you calling from?
I'm in Atlanta.
And I'm guessing it's warmer there than it is here right now, where we had a dump of snow and we're down to about 12 degrees.
Yeah, no, we're a little bit warmer than that here. Yeah, I don't think we ever get that here. Very different.
Yes, but not so different that we don't have young women who have been, I have been told, having some conversations, who have been excited about both the book and I think looking forward to the Guided Journal for Girls, which is the topic of our discussion today, Strong as the New Pretty. I'm curious for listeners who are not yet familiar with the story of how you came about doing the book, how you started out as a photographer, for example. Could you run through that as a summary?
Sure. So I am a photographer, but I'm also a mom. And I noticed, you know, when I had kids, I noticed that the images of women in the media and on the internet didn't actually look like real women or real girls. Everybody looked perfect, and their skin was perfect, and their houses and lives seemed completely perfect and happy, and that wasn't reality. And I didn't want my girls, who are loud and emotional and silly and dirty and angry sometimes, I didn't want them to think that they needed to change who they were at their core to be beautiful or to be accepted. So I started shooting specifically to show girls in that light, girls as they really are and how they really look without filters and without Photoshop.
Ah, okay. And that developed then into a book, Strong as the New Pretty. Talk a little bit about how that came about.
So Strong as the New Pretty came about basically from my personal project. And then I had the opportunity to expand it into a book. And so I took it as a real chance to show all kinds of girls and all kinds of strengths. And I shot over 200 girls from all over the country, you know, girls who inspire, girls who persevere, and girls whose strength looks different than it does for my girls. It's not always in athletics. Girl strength isn't always loud and feisty. It can be quiet. It can be, you know, a musician creating music because it's inside her. It can be as simple as switching tables in your lunchroom because your friends aren't actually your friends. So it just, I wanted girls to see themselves and be inspired by the girls in the Strong as New Pretty.
And then, of course, there's the new project, which is Strong as the New Pretty, a guided journal for girls. Had you used guided journals before, or had your own girls done that, or how did it come about that you found that to be the next step?
Well, I really wanted, I kind of like thought about it for a while without actually coming up with the idea. I was like, I always was like, oh, there's this great guidebook for girls, which is Strong as the New Pretty, that shows them girls that are strong and confident. But I wanted to do something that sort of like bridged the gap between showing and actually letting them know how to do that. So I was driving actually home from the beach one day and had the idea. And I was like, oh my goodness, we could do a journal where we could take the ideas behind Strong as the New Pretty and put them into action for girls. So I basically came up with most of the prompts on that car ride home. You know, when you get those good ideas, you're like, oh, this is perfect. I could, and they just kind of flowed right out.
Now that there's been an opportunity for girls to have read the book and utilize some of the ideas there, what kind of feedback have you received from readers and others?
The journal has been received really well, as has the book. The book is in 10 languages and 35 countries. The book the message has been received really well, the message of acceptance of self and empowerment for girls, which I was so thankful that I wasn't the only one that thought girls needed to hear this message.
Great. And were there any particular stories or acts of independence that were reported to you that you want to highlight for our listeners?
Yeah. So one of the girls that I shot wanted to be a pilot, and at 13, she started taking lessons to get her pilot's license. And so she studied, she went to classes, she flew with, you know, with teachers. And at 16, I was able to document her solo flights. And I just was so impressed with her drive, her follow through, and kind of her ability to let, she didn't let anything stand in her way. She knew this is what she wanted to do, so she set out to do it and accomplished it.
Wow, very good. You have additional projects, including one that I noticed that is aimed at boys as well. Could you talk a little bit about that?
Yeah, sure. So throughout touring for Strong as New Pretty and talking to girls and shooting girls, inevitably, like, there's boys in the audience. And it's not meant to be necessarily like an exclusive message, but the boys would say, you know, where's my book? When are you going to take pictures of me? And I would say, you guys are fine. You guys don't need a book. Like, you know, you guys, your voice, honestly, like, I am a parent of girls. I really didn't think boys needed to hear this message of acceptance of self. And then I started to shoot a little bit of boys just because, you know, they were asking that question. And immediately I was like, oh my gosh, our boys need to hear this message just as much as our girls. They need to know that who they are at their core is okay. Whether it's an athlete, if it's an artist, if it's a dancer, if it's a leader, whatever. I wanted our boys to know, like, it's basically the same message, is that it's a human message. It's not one for girls or for boys.
Now, as a successful photographer and now author, you have demonstrated a number of those qualities, I think, that you write about and photograph. How did you get to the point where, without a journal and the book, you were able to become a strong person?
Oh, well, I think I just was lucky. I had a great family. I had my parents always encouraged me to be who I was and to, regardless of gender, like, I wanted to cut my hair just like my brothers when I was in second grade, and they said, that's fine. I wanted to play soccer when not a lot of girls played soccer. That's fine. And I was loud and in your face, and they made that okay. And they encouraged me. So I just wanted to kind of do that for my girls as well.
So it sounds like you've placed the book and the journal in girls' hands and said, this is something you can do. You're also pointing to the fact that people around, girls and boys, can have a role in helping them along.
Yeah, I think it's so important to model for our kids what we want them to do. We want, you know, strength is taught or discouraged out of us as we grow up, but it's like a muscle. The more you exercise, the easier and more natural it becomes. And even if you have to start by pretending. So I think, like, we can show our girls and our sons that, you know, we can be strong, and in turn, hopefully they will learn from us.
All right. Mike Malevsky here with Radio Free Palmer. I've been speaking with Kate Parker, who's written both a book, Strong as the New Pretty, and a guided journal for girls. Do you have any last comments for listeners before we finish up?
No, just that I really am so thankful that the message of the first book was received so well, and that parents are encouraging their girls to use their voices.
All right. Thank you very much. Hope you have a good day and what I'm guessing is the warmth of Atlanta.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Bye-bye.
Bye.
You've been listening to The Author's Line on Big Cabbage Radio, broadcasting from Palmer, Alaska. You can find the podcast at radiofreepalmer.org. The views and opinions of moderators and guests do not necessarily represent those of Radio Free Palmer, the station, or its underwriters. If you have any comments or questions, please email manager@radiofreepalmer.org.